We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh! Oh, my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Quiddicast. The name is Larry, and it's yet another absolute pleasure. It's always a pleasure. I just love doing this. I love doing this more than most things. Let's go with most things, because a lot of things I like doing. But, yeah, I really like this, and I like talking to you guys and so forth. And in this week's episode, I am going to talk in the second half about how to do something that you're passionate about. And in this instance, I'm going to use my writing as an example of something I'm really passionate about, how to do it for the rest of your life. And in the final part, I'm going to go through some of the worst breakup situations that people have experienced. And I've got a couple of things I'm going to read out from people who contributed to the show, as well as one person who sent us a voice note. First of all, let's start with the news. The sad news this week is that Ajoma Fela passed away. He was famous for his role in Going Up, as well as his Duma in On His Good Is Nice. Rest in peace. And at the same time, not exactly the same time, but in the same week, we also lost Chuck Berry, one of the greatest rock guitarists to ever come out of the world. So rest in peace to both of those, pioneers in their own rights. Looking at the other stuff that happened this week, I just realized that political parties in Zimbabwe are pretty daft, if you ask me. Why I say they're daft is they're talking about electoral reforms and so forth, and trying to have demos and nobody pitches up and so forth. They're out of sync with what people want, because people are out here just trying to figure out what to eat, what not to eat and so forth, where to get a bit of money, they could pay rent and so forth. And you try to tell them about electoral reforms, which means the political parties are more interested in being elected than they are in actually solving people's lives. They're more interested in power than in people. And that's the reason why they probably will lose next year's elections. Unless it's a surprise, but that's just the thing. People don't really believe in politics. And no one really cares anymore. What else can I talk about this week? Funny story. I was out at what's the name of this place? At Amanzi this past week, and with a couple of friends of mine, Tendai Gwata, as well as Tinashe Nyarwanga, and there were white people fighting, drunk white people fighting. You should see the way black people were just, you know the kind of thing where you just slowly try and disappear into the water, say, okay. And I could see the look on their faces. It's like there was this collective relief that, oh shit, at least it's not us. Because imagine if it was a black person, it would have been a beatdown. The management came in and tried to solve the situation because of getting unsavory. But I'm pretty sure if it was a black person that had been thrown out, they would have. These people were not thrown out. Somebody just tried to fix it. But that's what happened. I'm not accusing them of racism, but you know, racism is so rife in Zimbabwe. It's not even one of those things that you know you can sit and accuse somebody of. But that's what happened. But also what happened in Nsingizi, shout out to Nsingizi, by the way, they performed at the Olympics, the special Winter Games Olympics thingy opening ceremony on the 18th. That's Vusam Kaya and a couple of other guys. The Bulayo group is now based in Austria, so they're the first ever Zimbabwean group to perform at such a huge stage. And also, not only that, they were the only Africans performing on the bill. So shout out to those guys. Shout out. Good news for Motor Republic. Motor Republic reached a deal with the Harare City Council, and so they will not be torn down anymore. Remember there was a standoff between Motor Republic and the Harare City Council, which resulted in a whole hullabaloo all over social media. Hashtag was Save Motor Republic. The new hashtag is We Saved Motor Republic. So shout out. And finally, shout out to Bonnie Chimanikire, who is out in South Africa. And they're going to be putting up they've got a high tea event that takes place in South Africa, in Johannesburg. That's coming up to have a Zimbabwe debut at the end of April. So big shout out, congratulations. It's Larry, you're listening to the Quiddicast. By the way, did you see that thing where there was an attack in London? And a couple of days ago, there was an attack in Belgium and so forth. I feel like I'm scared to go to Europe right now, to be honest. It's scary. Oh, I'm going to stay in Africa. Anyway, you know, I come across a lot of friends who talk about how they do a lot of things that they don't like. They're essentially involved in what feel like dead-end jobs and stuff like that. And I decided I'm going to share my experiences in as far as being able to do what you want to do. The first thing, I think the critical aspect for me is how I was able to do what I loved doing more than anything else is I decided at some point a couple of years ago that I was going to design the life that I actually wanted to live. Because most of us are living lives that were designed in the past. So in the past, if you're not aware, the reason why there's the 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. type of job situation and half day at work on a Saturday, it's almost like a medieval type of setting. Not medieval, but at some point, what they did is they realized that they could not work past a certain point. And not work, that's not because they couldn't work, but they didn't have access to energy. So because you didn't have electricity going into the night and as much access to communication and so forth, they decided that they would work between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. to get enough time to get home, have a meal, go to sleep, and be in bed by 8 p.m. Now, to illustrate, it's roughly 3:23 in the morning, and I'm recording this podcast. My ancestors couldn't do that because the life that they lived was designed by somebody else. So whatever they dreamt of, whatever they wanted to achieve in their lives, had to fall under the parameters of the life that was designed. And, you know, whether it was religious, in this instance, I'm talking about the 8 to 12 type of life on the weekends and the no work on Sundays because people were generally religious on Sundays. And so I decided, look, I wanted to live the life that I wanted to live. And in order to do that, I had to remember what I really loved. And that's the thing that defined what I wanted to do. Once you decide what you love, you start building your life around what you love. Now, I understand that my writing is at best at night, and in the middle of the night. So essentially, when I design my day, my working day, I make sure that my best meetings are not like 8 a.m. in the morning. My first, most awesome meeting is at 10 a.m., no earlier. Because I go to bed at like 5 a.m. in the morning sometimes, or sometimes at 3 in the morning, whatever it is. And because of that set of circumstances, I have to make certain choices and lifestyle changes in order to live the life that I want to. And being able to design the life that you want, knowing that you can write anytime and do whatever you want to do, and knowing that at the same time you need to have these meetings during the day, you design your life according to what you want to achieve. So I'm sitting here, I'm just like, you know, okay, you're sitting here like, how does it apply to me? The simple way to put it is, what do you prioritize in your life? What is the thing that you want in your life to become the definition of what you want to achieve? Obviously, you know, the classical writer will tell you that the best time to write is at the break of dawn. I'm not one of those. I'm a late sleeper. I'm most creative late in the night before I go to sleep. If I sleep, I come wake up in the morning, I'm very grumpy. And given that set of circumstances, being able to make that decision comes back to that passion. And also comes back to your sleeping patterns. I think everything should be defined also around your sleeping patterns. If you find that you're an early sleeper, and I'm speaking particularly as a writer here, then of course you want to go to sleep early so you can wake up earlier to do your writing. But then also start thinking outside the box and start saying, what if I write in coffee shops or in a bar, right, on a Monday morning? Would that be such a bad thing to do? A regular job might not necessarily give you that option. But now you're saying, okay, what do I need to do in order to maximize on my abilities in order to achieve the objectives I want to achieve? And that comes down to what I talked about earlier on, designing the life that you want to live. And that's how I was able to design the life I wanted to live. I decided that I was a writer, there were a lot of things I could do. I could do acting, I could do radio presentation, I could be a podcaster and so forth. But everything that I do, whatever I do, centers around what I love to do, which is writing. Creating ideas, writing. And therefore I can say on my passport, where others can say that they're managers, they're whatever they are, my passport says I'm a writer.
The worst way to break up with someone is for you to not break up with them. I think that's the worst thing. If you want to break up with a person, call them and tell them. But if you don't break up with them and you just wait for them to get tired of you and you start acting out and wilding out and just being rude and frustrating them to the point where they want to leave you, I think that's the worst thing. When you don't break up with them and you actually start a new relationship and you're still in that old relationship because you didn't have the guts to break up with them, that's horrible. So the best way to break up, the worst way to break up with someone is to not break up with them. That is the worst way.
Well, that came up quite a bit on the worst ways to break up with somebody. You listen to the Criticast, the name is Larry. And I put it out on my Facebook as well. I'm going to read some of the ways. Tawanda says, introduce them to your latest acquisition. Okay. Kunzi says, sleeping with her sister. That's definitely no-no. Tendai says, that's Tendex. Shout out to you guys. Just going quiet, depriving them of the knowledge of knowing what went wrong. Get Rude says, via WhatsApp. Have the decency to say it to their face, he says. And then I've got Nigel who says, call her mama and leave a message. So disrespectful. Rage also agrees that WhatsApp is a bad idea. Rumbizai says, if you're dating, it's simple. Nongo Muza Kutito is good knowing you, but you're too good. I don't deserve you. If they have fiance, hehe, they are mawa nacho. Kungo to Z, Hako, and act like they've ceased to exist is, that's another one. Diana says that show up with the new bae. Charlene also says go silent. That, definitely, Dudu say also comes up. That is definitely someone who just goes quiet, doesn't say anything. Yeah, so look uti Trabangeni, Wenzeni, and Utini. You call, they don't answer, message, no response. Pooping in a pot and calling, putting on the stove or farting in a mum's face. Come on now. I don't know if there's anyone who does stuff like that. But what to know? It's not you, it's me. Fine. Okay. All right. Also, just looking at some more here while it's loading. There was one I was reading over the internet, on BuzzFeed the other day, and apparently someone broke up using, what was this? What's this platform? Using, oh, come on, Larry, a postcard. So they went on holiday, sent a postcard and said, okay, sorry, it's done. It was fun knowing you. And apparently another one used Facebook. Yeah, just go onto Facebook and just say, okay, it's done. It's done. I won't say, being younger, I think there's some ways I might have. I think I've done the going quiet thing. That wasn't really awesome. And I think there was also the, I think for guys, to be honest, for guys, it's a lot harder to break up because I think guys see breaking up as a failure on their part. So they feel like they're the ones who screwed up. They're the ones. And therefore, when you go in and you say, okay, I failed to maintain this relationship, it feels like a damning indictment on your own self. Oh, so I digressed a little bit there. Now back to the awful breakups. Tendai says silence is sending your friend to do the deed. Danai says Facebook. Vanessa says to tell you that you need a space to find themselves. Apavaningwa silent treatment. Tar says via text message. P says carelessly cheating because you're no longer emotionally attached to your partner, so much that you end up getting caught in compromising act with another person and your partner ends up breaking up with what is already broken, misleading one's life, living a lie that hurts. Prayer Soul, shout out to you my guy, says SMS or silence. Berita says it's not you, it's me. The husband says, text like I'm fed up. Storm says SMS. So does Tendai, who also says SMS. Faithful says silence. Alvina says silence. So does Sharon. Silence. Munya Blogo also says silence. Glendale says that it's all times, and he's always online, Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp, etc. Vimbaya also says silence. Yeah. Marcy says, telling them the truth unedited. And Zawufuni, I was saying Khazi. I was a type PM anymore. Ububi, I can't be seen with you. Umlomo wako uyanginuyela. Those types of truths. Fiyele says ghosting. Rina says ghost. Charlene says via text. TG says, trying to pretend as if it's your girlfriend or boyfriend when you text saying you don't talk to my man or my girl. Pamela says, posting pictures of the new girl, guy or girl online. Guada says, let them find out of their own that you've moved on. Eve Ranzeli Unjani says, yeah, ignoring them. Vosubutle says, a live video. Oh, goodness. Are we getting on that Olinda level now? MH says, silence kills faster than disease. McKenna says, invitation to your engagement party. Innocent says, sex, no idea how. Chamiso says, the posted note. Joy says, silence. Nunchantla says, you deserve the best and I can't give you that because I'm still working on myself. Kenneth says, getting caught cheating. Swapule says, Kadratina. Hawaii Revesatina. And also, Samson says, Kunyarara. Sunny Makalima, shout out to you, my guys, that's cheating on him. You're too scared to tell him what's up. They find out and you make it seem like they are the problem. Then you act like they have issues for catching a bitch fit. And then you want to be their friend and seemingly rub that person whom they cheated with in their face. So they're forced to be okay with that situation. But after they forgave you, you refuse to be their friend and now you want to be homies. That's messed up. People shouldn't do that to each other. Aaron, shout out to you, says, my first engagement was ended after 2 years by text message from his mum's phone when his house was only 2 kilometers away and both our landlines were still working. A blessing says, a silence. Michael says, Olinda style. And Aisha, shout out to you, doing some great work in the modeling front, says, voice note. So, some pretty interesting breakup techniques we've seen out there. And it just makes me realize we've got a crazy world out there. I don't think there's a great way to break up, but I think there's a kinder way to do it. Breaking up is never great, but there's just a kinder way to do it. You just got to think the other person's a human being. Well, I would say thank you very much for joining me on this week's episode of the QuiriCast. Get in touch with me on Twitter at QuiriRai. Email info@larryquirirai.com. QuiriRai's got a Y-I at the end. Look for me anywhere on the socials. I just look for Larry Quirirai, and you can get me on any of the socials. Follow me. Let's do something awesome. Don't miss an episode on Iona.fm. Just look for QuiriCast. Look for the RSS feed. Load it in whatever device that you use to, or program that you use to get in touch, or rather to get your notifications podcasts, sorry. And then also on iTunes, look for us. It's iTunes.com. Then look for QuiriCast, QuiriCast, and subscribe. And also, we're on the One Radio News app as well. Yeah, so there's an app that's available. You can listen to us along with a whole bunch of radio stations across the world and podcasts and so forth. Just listen to us. And remember, this program is brought to you in as under the Three Men on a Boat publishing company. So, there's a lot of work happening there. This is also in the group is 3mob.com, as well as other digital properties. Then finally, catch me on ZFM Stereo on Tuesdays on Health Matters between 8:30 and 9 p.m. and then a couple of other shows that I do during the week. Other than that, I say once again, take care of yourself and the people that you love. And I leave you with the simple words. Plan your work your plan, and your plan will work. It's been Larry. It's been the QuiriCast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?